Welcome to the Government Technology Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Lucas Hunsaker. In today's episode, we're exploring the importance of FedRAMP certification for federal agencies aiming to modernize their security frameworks and manage privileged access amidst evolving cyber threats. Achieving FedRAMP certification is essential for agencies looking to streamline operations securely and support digital transformation goals. We'll also be discussing how CyberArk's FedRAMP high authorized SaaS solutions in collaboration with Optiv Plus ClearShark are helping agencies like the USDA enhance security through privileged access management. These identity-centric tools not only reduce operational costs, but also set the foundation for resilient zero-trust architectures. For a conversation today, I sat down with James Emanian, Senior Director, U.S. Federal Technology Office at CyberArk. I hope you enjoy our conversation today. Thank you so much for sitting down with me this morning, James. It's a pleasure to speak with you, and I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Yeah, Lucas, thanks for having me, and I am looking forward to the conversation as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's jump into the first question. So, James, how does FedRAMP certification empower federal agencies to modernize their privileged access management?
Yeah, this is a great question in that it goes to several different things that we often talk to our customers about. Is one, you know, FedRAMP itself. And for those, most of the audience is probably familiar, very familiar with FedRAMP and how it empowers federal agencies to consume software as a service or the SaaS models, right? So the federal agencies, just like the private sector, are trying to modernize and deliver new capabilities to their customers, both internally and externally. And they've got a lot of pressures on them to do that, you know, whether it's budget, time, and various guidances that maybe we'll talk about later. So what the FedRAMP certification process itself does, it allows agencies to leverage other capabilities that other agencies have already looked at. And if it meets that agency's missions, they could quickly adopt it. So the ability to quickly adopt without going through the whole assess and authorization process is really the strength of the FedRAMP certification program.
So what advantages do CyberArk's FedRAMP high authorized SaaS solutions offer to agencies in terms of security and operational efficiency?
You know, what CyberArk has done, we have two solutions, one focused around identity management and another focused around endpoint privilege management. And as agencies are modernizing their privilege access management programs, are often the identity credential access management, the ICAM programs. They are looking for new capabilities, and again, maybe even a SaaS capability. And again, with SaaS, often these agencies, cybersecurity is not their primary mission. So adopting a SaaS solution where the vendor is responsible for the maintenance, the upgrading, and the security of the system allows these agencies to focus on their core mission. You know, again, cybersecurity often is not, but identity is very important to them. So again, having a FedRAMP high a lower certification gives the agency's leadership the trust they need to have in their solution. And again, to innovate and modernize against mission needs.
I think this would be interesting to explain to our audience. If you could talk about the time savings that getting a FedRAMP cert has for agencies compared to how long it would traditionally take if they didn't do that. Could you explain that?
Sure. Yeah. And, in the past, I come from the Navy and the DoD and, very versed in what we used to call certification and authorization. Now it's assessment authorization. But, we used to have to, especially with on-prem solutions, we'd have to design it, build it, operate, and then go to the authorizing official and get a authorization to operate, an ATO. And just in the designing and then talking with the authorizing official, that is a long process in terms of going back and forth and what's the risk that's going to be accepted once this solution is developed. So that just on the security side, on the assessment side and authorization side, that could be a year, 9 months to a year. again, with a SaaS authorization that's already been gone through its risk assessment, you know, by another agency, and then using the reciprocity that the FedRAMP program offers, you know, that could be reduced to, you know, weeks, you know, if not just a couple of months. And that's the speed at which you can adopt these new capabilities. And that's the benefit, again, of the FedRAMP program.
So in what ways has the USDA's investment in CyberArk's Endpoint Privilege Manager demonstrated effective digital transformation?
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that agency leadership, you know, whether it's the agency directors, the chief information officer, the chief information security officer, they've got a lot of demands on them. So it's not only presidential executive orders, you know, over the past 10 years to improve cybersecurity, but more recently, there's also presidential executive orders to digitalize and begin digital transformation to improve services delivered, again, to citizens of the United States. And then OMB itself has put out guidance to enhance, you know, again, the delivery of digitalized services to citizens. So the USDA, you know, amongst other customers, USDA is highlighted here in that they are a sponsor for both of these FedRAMP packages. And they were looking at, well, how do we, you know, deliver services to our internal customers in a more efficient way, especially when it comes to software updates and granting software licenses to internal, you know, members. And this endpoint privilege management SaaS solution allows them to do that.
Now, James, how can agencies integrate cutting edge technologies like AI while maintaining security using these cybersecurity tools?
Agencies today are often in that same place that I just described with the USDA, and they need to do several different things. Traditionally, privileged access management has been focused on, you know, your IT admins, your administrators that are super users, are installing applications, maintaining your infrastructure. But what we've found out, what we've collectively as a IT community have found, is that privilege is everywhere today. It's throughout the organization, whether it's agency workers that are using these SaaS applications like Workday or ServiceNow. So it's, you know, much more, it's beyond those IT admins. We have government employees today working in various cloud providers. So, you know, the cloud service providers, and every person, you know, within a cloud service environment is a privileged user because they have so many different rights. And then we also have machine identities today, where a user, a human user, will kick off a workflow, but in order for that workflow to be accomplished, they've got to access, or that workflow's got to access a lot of different machines, think databases, think applications, in order to deliver the final solution or answer to that human user. And lastly, we also have agencies that are operating in hybrid environments. So they're operating in the cloud, they're operating on premise. Some agencies are operating, you know, around the world. So with all these different forces that they have to align their security with, you do need to integrate these cutting edge technologies. And we've been using, and the industry has been using AI for quite some time, you know, for the past 15, 20 years, especially around machine learning. But the latest developments around generative AI, you know, think the ChatGPT and the Claudes of the world, have also been useful in helping agencies integrate the technologies themselves. So we think, you know, AI is an enabler, first internally, and then for against the threat, we also see technologies like AI, whether it's machine learning or these generative AI tools, helping cyber defenders, you know, ask questions about the network, understand what their network's doing, and understand what might be anomalous activities.
Now, in your opinion, how do you see agencies evolving to address new cybersecurity challenges and technology advancements?
Well, as agencies go forward and they do their own digital transformation, they are looking at new ways to either accomplish their mission objectives that they've always had, or now that they have these technologies to accomplish, you know, objectives that they may have never thought of because it was either too costly or too labor intensive. So agencies are going to evolve their capabilities to deliver these things. And as you deliver more capability, there are going to be cybersecurity challenges. So like I just mentioned before, I think agencies need to look at, well, as we are deploying this technology, what is the identity that's going to be used? How can we understand where that identity is going to be used? How should it be used properly? And then how are we going to detect misuse? Also, I briefly mentioned the machine identities part. I definitely want to highlight to agencies the fact that we see, both in the government and in the commercial sector, a large rise in the number of machine identities compared to human identities. We did a survey not too long ago, about a year ago, year and a half ago, where just not a large organization, for every human identity, there was 45 machine identities. So agencies have got to consider this as they evolve their capabilities and then build the cybersecurity risk management practices that these tools enable you to do.
Well, James, this has been an insightful conversation, but before we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts you would like to leave with our listeners?
Really, I just want to emphasize the fact that privilege is throughout the environment that you're operating in. Please don't think it's just with your IT admins, or maybe it's just within your cloud infrastructure team. So, you know, we want to make sure that everybody puts intelligent privilege controls across the various identities that I mentioned before. You know, that's the workforce, the IT admins, the software developers, and then making sure that you're accounting for those machine identities that are in your environments.
Thank you, James, for joining us today, and a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. If you're interested in staying up to date on the latest best practices, lessons learned, and proven strategies for leveraging innovative technologies in federal, state, and local government, be sure to visit us at governmenttechnologyinsider.com. I've been your host, Lucas Hunsker, and until next time, so long.